And
this is Brad
with UFP Podcast. After a little bit of a layover, we're back snatching you up, taking you on a ride on a fantastic voyage.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
Holidays and
whatnot. Yeah, Christmas, New Year's, all that, you know, Yuletide cheer, which ended bad for Oklahoma fans, but, you know, we'll get to that.
Any Oklahoma, like OSU,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, OU, OSU.
Tulsa.
If I sound a little weird, I just got over a cold. So, disclaimer, the shit that comes out of my mouth may be 10 to 20% more asinine than normal.
it's that time of year, man.
Yeah. Real quickly, we're going to talk about football, college and pros. What the hell else are we going to talk about? I know what we're going to end with, but what wasn't there something after that?
We're going to talk about some football.
It was football, and then we're going to end with talking about a
story for y'all.
Yeah, story involves some UFOs. So
in Oklahoma,
yeah, long time ago, but still pretty interesting story. So we'll get to that later, but before everything else, since the last time we've done a podcast, you have seen Star Wars. Spoiler free, just quick, you know, just what'd you think of the movie?
I was entertained.
Okay.
I mean, the second that, you know, that big Star Wars flies by and it starts like scrolling up like an opera.
Yeah.
Type of, you know, or a soap opera, like, hey, sure. Tune in last week, you know.
Yeah.
Or tune in from last
Jimmy
week.
Jimmy will now be played by this actor.
I was in, but...
Which, hey, you know what? In some ways, you know, this character will now be played by this one because we're basically remaking a New Hope. But whatever. Go on, though.
Well, it was kind of like, you know, all of them. It was very New Hope-ish.
Yeah.
If you know anything about that movie, or if you haven't seen it, but...
It was still good, though.
I was entertained.
As much as I'd like to fault him for it, I'm like, yeah, but they did such a good job.
Yeah, it was good storytelling, and it did a really good job of getting me emotionally involved. And, hey, what more can you ask from any movie, much less a Star Wars movie? So, check it out. I would. It's going to be one I want to rewatch. It made me want to, you know, when's the next one? Like, not just from, I just like Star Wars, but, like, just from the storyline. Like, hey, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. It makes me want to watch the originals again.
Yeah.
And now that I know they're out on Blu-ray... Do you know if the ones that are on Blu-ray, are they the special editions?
Yes.
Shit.
You can find a pretty decent DVD quality of just the original.
Really? Okay.
Trilogy, untouched.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, it's not bad, but, you know, it's not Blu-ray.
Yeah. So overall, though, positive review from both of us.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, go see it. I think we may talk a little more in depth about it after a while. We don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a Star Wars fan...
Plus, there's going to be more movies coming out, like, not just the Episode 8, but there's a... Was it called Rogue One?
Yeah.
That's going to come out. I mean, they're going to be shoving Star Wars down our throat, whether we like it or not. So...
Yeah.
Let's do it. I think you were wanting to talk about Disney.
Yeah,
too,
so...
A little bit.
I watched Ant-Man last night, and... I thought it was pretty good. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know, Winter Soldier's still my favorite, this whole Marvel line of movies, you know, the Avengers line of movies, you know, starting with Iron Man and, you know, now going on two Avengers movies.
Thor, all that stuff.
Yeah, Thor, Captain America, the Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that, yeah.
Which Guardians of the Galaxy is still Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy just right behind it. But Ant-Man's kind of up there, too. Iron Man 1 used to be my favorite of all those. But I guess the point I'm getting at is, between all these Marvel movies that they're actually doing a pretty good job on... I mean, you know, I got some gripes with Iron Man 2. I got some gripes with Thor 1. I got some gripes with Captain America 1. I didn't really care for those. However, the fact that...
They weren't horrible.
Thor 1 was so boring, and Captain America 1
Thor
just...
1 was amazing as long as they stayed off of Earth. I'm like, can we just hang out in Asgard?
Yeah,
and...
yeah, actually, yeah, I agree. Everything in Asgard was pretty neat, but anyway, I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, man, between all these Marvel properties and then Star Wars, because Disney owns Marvel, Disney owns Lucasfilm. I was like, you know, these guys have been, they've, you know, as much as people may say, oh, the evil Mickey Mouse Empire, so far they've been pretty good stewards of, like, our childhood, like...
Well, they want to be, man. That's what they're in business for.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, you know, I can't hate on Disney, really, man. Like, yeah, they made... They're making money hand over fist.
Would you have rather them make what they made with Star Wars, or would you rather have George Lucas had complete control and remade another movie?
You want to talk about a
bitter billionaire. I mean, that's billionaire. Almost like hearing M. Night Shyamalan is making another movie.
Another Airbender movie.
Yeah, and you're like,
no. Fuck, no. Yeah, why couldn't Disney have gotten Airbender?
I don't even know what the movie's about. It might actually be good, but it just people hear that and they're like, nope.
Like, you ain't made a good movie since Unbreakable, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh. You made two good... Well, wait, no. I like Signs all right. I'm sorry.
You
made three good movies, and then I don't know what happened to you.
Yeah, I watched The Village the other day.
Oh, God, I couldn't stand that fucking movie.
The look on your face.
Joaquin Phoenix, dude. I was like, just put that dude in, like, just take him to the watershed and just end it.
There's things I like about that movie, but the whole thing that gets me about that movie is, like, it sets you up to be pissed off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're making any... Whatever the movie is, I don't think that's the goal you need to...
Have you ever seen...
Go out for people to...
Did you ever see The Happening?
Like, fuck this.
Did you ever see The Happening?
Yes, I actually taped it, and I tried to watch it, and I was just like...
There's one part of that movie that I'm like, this movie's so bad, but that one part, whenever the old lady takes them in, and, like, she comes to Marky Mark's, like, room, like, in the middle of the night, like, you know, they have to kind of be like, can we please stay here? We really need somewhere to stay. And it's this really weird old lady, and, like... I think she like comes to the door and knocks on it in the middle of the night. Excuse me. And Marky Mark like opens the door and he's like, yeah, what is it? And she's like, I know you're going to rape me. And like Marky,
what?
Yeah. And Marky Mark's like,
I do remember that, but just
he's like, what? That to me, I was just like, what the?
To me, it was the when he's talking to a houseplant.
Yes. That yeah. That right there. That's like I think that may be
like,
the
nope.
Shark, water ramps, Fonzie. Yeah. I think that's all you need to...
God, yeah.
But then... And then the Last Airbender.
I just can't
oh
even
my
express
God.
In words, yeah.
Last Airbender was just...
Let's just not even talk about it.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that I think Disney, you know, Disney doing a pretty good job, man. I'm glad that they're... It could be so much worse, man. We could be talking about, God, the new god-awful Star Wars movie and all these god-awful superhero movies. As much as I'm like, yeah, I think we're on a bit of a superhero movie, like... overload right now, at least they're doing them pretty decent.
It's really big with the demographic,
and especially
wants to go see movies right now, and I can't blame them for making movies like that. So
and especially there's a handful of them that I'm like, man, and like there's I think the biggest transcendent movie has been Winter Soldier. To me, if you're not a comic book fan, I think you can really enjoy some of these movies in general, but to me the two big ones are Winter Soldier, Captain America Winter Soldier, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
If you're just,
which,
you know...
Which, you know, and if you remember Guardians of the Galaxy, they released it, like, the end of summer. It was, like, August or something, which is usually, like...
Kind of a...
The okay movies are coming out then. The blockbusters have already happened. They put out one little trailer for it. That was really about it. You could tell they weren't expecting it to take off. But it did. Because it was a good movie.
Yeah, I
know a lot about comic books. I don't know that much about Guardians of the Galaxy. So if you're able to like do that, and like it's just that that's it's just a good enough movie where you're like,
well, I think
awesome,
they
I, it. Let's
I
watch
think
it.
I don't even think it was again. An established IP. I think they made the IP that year. It was brand new and they kind of said, we're making this to make it into a movie.
What are you talking about? The,
Guardians of the
comic?
Galaxy. It's not a comic book that's been... It's like a 1, 2 year or 3 year old comic
I
book.
I thought it was a comic book.
Yeah, it was, but it was like... Like, you know, when did Guardians of the Galaxy come out? 2014?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that, and I'll look it up really quick, I'm pretty sure that that was all made with the intent of, we're making a movie out of this.
I thought it was like an older, see, this is how little I know.
I think.
About Guardians of the Galaxy in the first place. I mean, it could have been from the Silver Age or Golden Age of comic books, for all I know, or it could have been from last year.
Well, let's see. No, the 2008 comic book version, so never mind.
I mean, that's still fairly...
Again, like I said, 10 to 20% extra asinine from me today, so we'll go ahead and close
that.
Yeah, it's not... Anyway, so... But that's one of those movies that it was made in such a way where, you know, I watched the movie with my folks, and they you know, usually they hear comic book, and my mom will be like, okay, that's close enough to sci-fi, you know, or sometimes it's just straight up sci-fi.
Neat. I want to watch it.
My dad's usually like, eh.
I'm good.
But they both watched it and just loved it. So I was like...
What, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. And I haven't watched Winter Soldier with them. I'd like to, and just see what they think. But I think Winter Soldier, man, you can look at that as not... It's just like a spy thriller, kind of, you know? There's just so much... There's so much extra to those two movies where I think if you watch... You know, some of them are just like, just popcorn, 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 you know? And I think that's, you know, kind of... The Avengers, both movies are kind of like that. But again, I'm not trying to bag on them for it. I just think that those two movies in particular, just for me, are just... And Ant-Man, I think, is actually pretty high up there, too. Ant-Man was pretty good. Ant-Man was really funny.
I like Paul Rudd. I always have.
Paul Rudd's good, and his little kind of band of friends that are sort of miscreants as well, which includes that one guy. I always forget the actor's name, but I always like him. He's a...
Was he like his sidekick or...
Well, he's kind of like just
side friend.
Yeah, he's like his buddy. He's a Mexican actor. He's really good.
What is it? Anything else?
Yeah, he's been in he was in Shooter with Marky Mark.
I've never seen that.
I'll find him really quick, but he was actually pretty damn funny. Michael Peña. You'll recognize him.
Yeah.
He's so stupid but likable. And I'm like, he's just funny as hell. Oh, is he? I haven't seen The Martian yet.
He's in The Martian, yeah.
Have you seen The Martian?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Pretty good?
Yeah, it was great.
I need to check that out. But anyway, so...
I remember what else I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about, like, just to get a hold of us.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
I need to remember to do... I know, that's on me. You need to remember at the beginning of our damn podcast. That's my bad. UFPpodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to get a hold of us.
If you want to get a hold of us. We're also... Twitter handle is UFPpodcast. Yes. @UFPpodcast.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to talk about. Like, just searching around on there. You know, thanks to all the people that have... You know, followed us for starters.
I mean, it was inevitable.
I wish, yeah.
No, but, definitely. Thank you.
Just also looking around, like, you know, we talked about, like,
how many people we got following us.
Right now, it's like 71.
We're almost at triple digits, baby.
I know.
The big time's not far off.
I know. Downloads for the actual podcast. We're about 100.
Our lives are finna change.
Yeah, we've made it, man. We can quit our day jobs.
I'll make the call right now.
I wish. You
know? Boss, I ain't coming in.
But, you know, yeah, there's people that followed us, and, you know, there's a lot of, like, just searching around on there on Twitter. I've never really used it personally. I know you don't. But using it for the podcast.
Yeah, I avoid the Twitters.
I know. You don't do Facebook or anything like that. Like, I don't do Facebook a lot either. I just kind of use it for messaging and things like that.
Well, and I mean, now in this endeavor...
And we've got a Facebook page, too, the podcast does, so you can search us on there.
Is it you Unidentified Flying Podcast?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And again, I'm just kind of personally, I don't really, without getting too deep into things, I don't really see the merit of it personally. However, in this sort of endeavor, I could see myself getting a bit involved in it to talk to people.
Yeah, and that's why we did. You know,
yeah, so I could see myself actually maybe getting into it a little bit, which may be the slippery slope where then I'm like, oh, God, I'm all into Twitter now. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen, but anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like I said, thanks to the people that follow us. Like, just looking around on there, so many podcasts from all over the place that have followed us or mentioned us a couple times or... Spread us around, so, you know, thank them for that. There's a couple...
It was like the podcast community kind of backing each other up and stuff.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There's a couple here in Oklahoma that I'd never even heard of. From a basement in Tulsa, and that's kind of like... It seems like a music podcast where, you know, different kind of local bands and things like that come on, and they interview them, and they just talk about venues and...
Well, that's
artists
cool.
And
not a
like
scene
that.
I know a lot about, but I mean, I know it's definitely
exactly.
a pretty big scene.
If you're interested in that, check them out. And Pub Talk, I think that's these two, they're both out of Tulsa. Pub Talk was just like, I'm trying to remember their moniker, where it was like, it's like Friends, Beer, and Bullshit. That's pretty that's pretty much all you need to know.
Nice.
And there's a couple like around here, too, where it's Thunder-oriented.
Oh, really?
Down to Dunk, I think that's one. But just basically what I'm going to say is, like, there's a lot of we've talked about, like, just the media here in general. Like, there's just not a lot out there. There's a lot out there, but it's like you've really got to, like, hunt and pick around and, one, find these people, and, two, like, are they worth following, you know, if you're on Twitter or just paying attention to. I think you don't see a lot of them in the paper that much unless you just know, hey, that's that guy or girl that's writing writing this specific story. So there's a lot out there, is my point. I know we've made blanket statements where it's like, oh, there's no journalism here in Oklahoma whatsoever. I mean, there is, but it's just...
It's, you got to do some hunting and
yeah,
some...
Yeah, it's hard to find, man. Like, there's a couple of people that run some kind of publication out of Tulsa. I think it's called The Frontier Investigative Journalism. It's pretty. They put out some pretty good stuff.
The Frontier?
Yeah, The Frontier. The story we're going to talk about later. With the UFOs that was put out.
Wasn't it like Frontier Press or something? Or
well, that's what I was about to say. Like the story we're about to do later. Yeah. That was put out by a publication called This Land Press.
Okay, that's what I was
thinking.
That's
from Oklahoma.
Okay.
I think that's also Tulsa too. But
okay, so one of them is This Land Press, and the other one is just Frontier.
The Frontier.
And that's a podcast.
I think they have a podcast. They've got a podcast. It's basically a web. It's just a conglomeration of journalists and, you know, people writing stories, doing work. That's some pretty good stuff, just from what I've seen. And there's just, you know, random people around here locally, whether they work for the Oklahoman or a news station or maybe it's just like these other things. They're just kind of smaller publications. I don't know. I'm just literally finding out as I go along, which was kind of the point. Like, hey, we want to know more, and I know a lot of other people know more. It's just you know, it's not like you can find these things if you're only watching the news and reading the newspaper.
Sure.
And that's it. I know, like, newsok.com exists, and that's a little better, where you know it's online and things like that, and you can find other stories, but it's kind of just the newspaper online. And sometimes they don't even put all the newspaper online because you have to pay for it, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. Well, I'm definitely with you in saying, you know, thanks to everybody who is following us.
There's a great podcast that was, like, out of England. That mentioned us.
Wait, we've gone international?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we're around the world. I told you the other day, I'm like, we get hits from Poland.
Oh, yeah, Poland.
Poland and Germany.
What up, Poland?
Yeah.
Deutschland.
Yeah, I know. But the podcasts, there's a few that I like to mention. AM Podcast.
AM Podcast.
With Alan Mike. They're from Essex, England.
Huh. What kind of podcast do they do?
They basically just kind of talk about movie reviews.
Okay.
Trailers. Things like that. Just, you know, they did a Christmas episode, and I sent some, like, top five Christmas episodes in, and they mentioned us, so.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, thank them for doing that.
You know? Nice.
There's just, I mean, I'm gonna forget a lot of podcasts because there's just that many.
Sure.
And, you know, they've retweeted us or whatever, so hey, keep it up. I always try and do the same, so.
Okay.
Common courtesy, man.
Yeah. Scratch ours, we'll scratch yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Backs. Yeah. Backs. Okay, so we've talked about that. That's great. Now let's talk about
the disaster that was...
Yes, Oklahoma football.
Oklahoma football.
Over the past week or so.
Just the bowl season. The disaster that was bowl season.
Yeah, yeah. Tulsa got beat by... Who the hell was it?
Shit, I already forgot. I didn't really check that game out.
I know they got beat, though.
It was like a... It was actually, I think, fairly close. Like, both teams scored in the 50s.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Only in college football.
Actually, it was Tulsa that
went down to the wire. I think they lost last minute.
Yeah.
Like 55, 53, that type of thing. Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah, Virginia Tech. Yeah, right. That sent Frank Beamer out a winner.
Yep.
Which, I mean, that's cool. You know, that's a cool little story there. But, yeah. Well, hey, you got to think, though. Hell, Tulsa probably had the best showing of...
Out of any of these teams.
Yeah, I mean, they played, you know, yeah, it was against Virginia Tech, you know, but... It was a high scoring,
a power five school. If you want to say that type of thing.
And you know, I always like Tulsa. I mean, you know, when OU plays them, I want OU to win. But I'm not going to act like I'm not a fan of a team here. So,
yeah.
So hey, you know, good on Tulsa. Yeah, you still lost, but hey, at least you were competitive the whole game. Yeah.
Yeah.
You lost by a field goal. I mean,
there you go.
OU and OSU cannot say the same.
Yeah, no.
OSU got throttled by Ole Miss. What was the final score there? It was like...
That was like ugly from the start of the game.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, a quarter or so after that. I just remember I kind of tuned in. It was like right before halftime.
48-20.
Yeah, right before halftime, Ole Miss has the ball, and they're like, you know, let's go down and score again, and they look like they're going to get stopped, and they throw it to that... like 300-pound lineman on the backside who's not even covered. He just waltzes in.
Yeah, it looks like it was,
that's the cherry on the top of this game right
there. It was 34-6 Ole Miss at halftime.
Good God.
Yeah, and they ended up winning 48-20. But hey, I'll say this. I don't think a lot of people expected the Cowboys to have a 10-3 season.
No.
So, you know, hey, guess, you know, you guys, I think, you might not have...
like, what, 10-0, weren't they?
Yeah, the hell they. I don't know. Yeah, they were undefeated going late into the season.
Yeah, they lost to Baylor, lost to us, and then the bowl game.
Yeah. So yeah, you got to think. I don't think a lot of people expected that, and so you might not have met your. They might not have met their expectations, but I think they exceeded a lot of
other people's
expectations. So you know, hey, yeah, you got beat in a bowl game pretty bad. It happens.
College is weird too. Where like people don't care about bowl games sometimes. Look, it's just a bowl game. It's not.
Yeah,
which in a way I can kind of understand because I'm like, it's a month later.
Sure.
You know, yeah. we haven't played since
the layoff to me is just ridiculous between games.
Yeah, I agree. But
hey, whatever. I'm, you know, somebody else is making a lot more
money.
That's
actually some of the complaints I've heard about people complaining about how the playoff bowls were, you know, not worth watching. The ratings were, you know, down from last year. Plus it was on New Year's Eve, that whole complaint. One of the complaints was like, you know, you've been shoving this down our throats the whole year, like we should watch it, and it wasn't worth watching. It's like you duped us. And I'm like, I don't really... It's the playoff, though. I don't care what day it's on. They're going to have to, I don't know, shove it down your throat and advertise it. And plus, it's the playoff. It's not like the NFL goes like, well, these are the three good playoff games. Don't watch this fourth playoff game.
Yeah, no.
No, they're going to... It kind of goes to what I've always talked to you about with college football and a lot of these new changes over the past couple of years. More teams play each other from other conferences, and it's the fact that college football needs to learn how to deal with losing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't care. Like with these bowl games, they'll complain about the matchups. Like, oh, you know, if it's a bad game, we could have matched up somebody better. Well, that's hindsight. You know, you can always... do better.
And that's the fact, too, that we're just now getting a playoff.
Yeah,
if we had a more expanded playoff, it would be like, well, don't worry, that matchup's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Clemson beat the shit out of OU, Ohio State beat Notre Dame, and you're like, man, dude, they should have played. Well, guess what? It's an 8-team playoff now.
Yeah.
They're playing this week.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that matchup, but since it's only four teams...
But at the same time, you know, you will have games that are blowouts, just because...
It's just going to happen.
But that's my whole point, like... They
it happens in the
that.
NFL, too.
They can't handle that, though. They're like, oh, we shouldn't have even had this game.
Yeah, no,
I'm like, the thing that pisses me off about college football is it's like you're ignoring some of the facts, basic facts of just the game of football. You could put number one, like the national championship, number one and number two could play. It could be a blowout.
Yeah?
It could happen.
Yeah?
Alabama could waltz in and just destroy Clemson. It has happened, yes.
Well, I mean, it has happened in the BCS era, I guess I could say. Yeah. You have teams like, Miami and Nebraska are going to play for it all, and people are like, Nebraska? I don't know if Nebraska... And Miami just beats the dog shit.
Yeah, and, you know, look at last year. Ohio State wasn't worthy.
Yeah.
Then they beat everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, welcome to football. I just don't know what to tell these people. College football's weird, man. Them and their traditions and their... Like I said, they have traditions, but then it's like, oh, we'll change it. This week for
convenience. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Well, let's talk about the one that hit closest to home for us. Oklahoma.
OU.
And Clemson.
Yeah.
Once again, Clemson.
I don't remember all of last year, but I don't think it was as bad as a beatdown.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not. It was not as... last year was way, way worse. Yeah. However, I'm not going to sit here and start saying, oh, people need to be fired and we need to... No, I mean, hey, like you said, sometimes you just get beaten. Sometimes people have your number. However, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm just saying.
I'm wondering where this is going.
2 years in a row, there has been a particular coaching move that was made. And the guy that we let go, basically, or put in a position where it was like, you're going to want to go, is now the defensive coordinator of the team that 2 years in a row, I think our offense in two games against Clemson has scored 23 points.
Yeah.
6 and 17. And I'm just saying.
That's not great. That's and not again, great for one game.
I like Mike Stoops. I like Brent Venables, but I'm just saying, man.
You might want to figure that shit out if you play them again.
If you're an OU fan, I just can't help but think you're going, man, should we really have let Brent Venables go? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, I think Mike Stoops is a fine coach. I think our defense actually has played pretty well.
Wasn't that the year, though? Like, we were giving up, like, epic yardage and all sorts of, like, just record.
Yeah.
Record games.
Yes.
Hey, there you go. That's why.
But anyway.
But, you know, you don't know. Like, maybe some people were hurt.
I'm surprised. I don't know. Yeah, and hell, our running backs were just, we could not run the fucking football.
Just from the eye test for me, they just beat our ass, dude.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
Like, they weren't, you know, everyone
talked. Well, we go into halftime up a point, and then it's just like, dude, at halftime, dude, Clemson was just like, turn the switch on, dude.
Well, they were still doing what they were doing the first half. Like, to me, everyone was talking about, like, oh, the quarterback duel. You know, is this quarterback, he's going to run for it, or is he going to, you know, Mayfield going to run for it, or what is his?
Watson.
Watson, yeah. Is he, you know, they're both very mobile, basically. And my whole thing was like, we don't run our quarterback on purpose a lot of times. A lot of times he's back there looking to pass, and he starts pulling a Ben Roethlisberger, like, oh my God, he's scrambling around, and he just breaks free, and he's pretty quick.
It's an improv sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like, everyone was talking about that. You know what I saw a lot of? Them handing the ball off and just straight running us over. Their line, their running backs, they were just, and we were just like, oh shit. 10-yard gain, 20-yard gain.
Yeah.
It wasn't the quarterback just running. That was just them power footballing our ass into the ground.
Yep. And hey, give them credit.
And then our mistakes on top of it, too.
You know? I would have liked to have said, you know, like I said, I like Venables. I like to see new teams. You know, if it's not going to be my team that's won a lot, winning it again, I'd like to see somebody new win it all. And
they've only won
Clemson,
it once.
They
claimed, ever.
Yeah, back in the like early 80s, they
ever.
Won. Yeah, and so, but then I heard about some of the shit that happened before the game, and I'm just like, damn it, dude, I hate it when I hear like that guy on the field coming over
there
and just fucking with Mayfield for no reason, and then getting real chippy with like an OU coach who's kind of trying to. I'm like, hey, dude, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Supposedly somebody sneaking on OU's bus at a banquet, and then like the OU's bus getting like rocked and shit, and I'm kind of like, we're not even in South Carolina, we're in Florida playing, and you're acting like we're in your backyard. And I was kind of like, you know what, fuck it, dude, I hope Alabama wins. Fuck it. I mean, you know, I never heard about, you know, for all the hate Alabama may get, I've never heard of, you know, and again, I'm, you know, we're not an SEC team, so, you know, we don't get to hear all the horror stories. However, apparently from what OU fans or everyone I've ever talked to that went to the LSU game back in 2003 said that those fans were terrible when we went down to play in the Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
But all I've ever heard is Alabama fans, not bad. I mean, when they came here back in 2000, what was it, 8?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, no, I don't know if it was, no, it was
somewhere
before
around
that.
Then.
Whenever Shula, I think, was they still the coach. Here. They played here and we played down there. It was before, right before Saban came.
Okay.
And, hell, man, from everything I heard, you know, I mean, we won both games, and I think... from all accounts that I heard, the Bama fans were, you know, really nice, you know, easy to get along with. I don't mind some rivalry and some shit talking, but I don't know, just sometimes I just hear about crap like that and I'm like, fuck, man, and I wanted to root for you. But you know what?
Nah.
Fuck it, man. Let fucking... give Saban another one, dude. Fuck it. I heard if he wins...
Hey, if it gets his ass out of there,
I've heard the rumor that if he wins again, he's going to retire. And okay, well, hey, there you go.
He's going to the NFL, man.
Yeah, go back.
Which I'm
like... You're ready again.
You went once, it didn't go so hot.
No, it didn't go so hot, but now he's ready again.
I just don't think... There's not a lot of college football coaches that go to the NFL and...
Not many. Pete Carroll's pulled it off, but I think he went pros. But he needed to go... But I think he started in the pros, didn't he? Didn't
Pete Carroll?
I think he was pros,
college
pros. I
know he coached the
pros.
Patriots like back late 90s. He coached for like 2 years in New England.
Yeah, and Harbaugh. Yeah, Harbaugh's had some good. Now, was Harbaugh? But was Harbaugh a college coach?
It's at Stanford.
Oh yeah, you're right. Shit, yeah, Stanford.
Stanford and went to the 49ers.
Yep. And then now at Michigan.
Then they hired like somebody's janitor,
Tom Sula, who they just fired.
Yeah,
but they gave him a year. I'm kind of like, they just gave him a year.
He was just a stopgap anyway, man.
Yeah, I guess, but
they'll make it sound like, oh my god, well,
you know who reached out?
Horrible, I can't believe it. But
you know who reached out to the 49ers supposedly is Chip Kelly's camp.
Yeah, he's like, can I have a job?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he reached out to him.
Can I have a job?
Yeah, hey, can I have a job, guys? that's something we were going to talk about, too. Like, a little NFL, it's like, just some of the mediocrity. I mean, I know there's, like, been a lot of games, and sometimes they've ended up being close in scores, mm-hmm. like, you know, points-wise.
Sure.
That doesn't mean it's a good game.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some where it's like, you know, God, there was one Thursday night or something, it was like, Bucks Rams, I think it might have been a close game, but it was just like, who cares? And some people talk about like it, you know, it's parody, which the NFL does have a lot of.
Sure,
but it's just one of those years where not a lot of great teams. And it's almost like,
hold on, before we get too far into NFL,
okay,
hold on. Let's just cap off college.
Okay, yeah.
OU had a good year overall, but again. Fucking, you walked into the Clemson meat grinder and did not come out.
Hey, they made the playoffs. You know, that's
great. Yeah, hey, you made the playoff. Yeah, you're number 4 team in the country. Hey, I don't think a lot of people were thinking that was going to happen either. So I think they exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
So good on you. Unfortunately, we're losing a lot of big guys. You know, we're losing Stryker. We're losing Shepard. I mean, you got Mayfield back, and, you know, we got both
like
our running
backs.
It's
going to be like a couple years ago. It's going to be kind of a down year, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
It's
college.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if somebody can step up. To fill some of the, you know, the defensive shoes of Stryker and the receiver shoes of Shepard.
Sanchez is leaving.
Oh, yeah, Sanchez. Yeah, Sanchez is going, too. Who is my... I think he's everybody's favorite player to love and hate. I mean, dude, that guy is...
Make some great interceptions, and he'll just blow some coverage.
Yeah, he'll blow some coverage. And sometimes I wonder if he's just... The way that OU plays zone, I just think he's like the guy there where they're like, all right, man, you're covering from... this side to this side, and he's like, you mean sideline to sideline?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's not even really necessarily that he's done something bad, it's just he is having to cover so much field. But then he'll get a play where it's like, dude, he just saved the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, I hate to see him go. I like Sanchez. But anyway, yeah, I think he catches a lot of flack. So I think fans give him a lot of flack.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I don't think it's very well deserved.
You never know what they're trying to do.
Exactly. So
like scheme wise, you know.
I'm not gonna. The best game I've watched so far, bowl games, was I happened since I was sick. It was on the internet that you could watch it, and I just laid in bed watching TCU Oregon, and holy shit, what a game that was!
Yeah, I mean,
TCU down overtime? 31-0 at halftime. They storm back and win in triple overtime. I think it was 47-41. And I'm like, what? That was such...
That's what Oregon said.
That's such a crazy game, dude. It was so fun to watch that game. And I was like, dude, good for fucking TCU, man.
Did their quarterback play?
No, Boykin? No, he got arrested.
Yeah, I knew that. That's why I asked.
Yeah, like, no. He was out.
Wow.
Kohlhausen was their backup quarterback. He did pretty damn good for... You know,
second half, it sounds like.
Yeah. TCU was, that was kind of funny. Patterson, their coach, Gary Patterson, I think, he was wearing, like, you know, a black TCU hat, a black, you know, TCU t-shirt.
I did see something
about
that.
He went in at halftime and he changed into purple TCU hat, purple TCU t-shirt.
The
and they
mojo
asked him
back
after the game, and he was like, yeah, they asked him, like, you know, you changed from black to purple at halftime. And he was like, yeah, I guess it worked. That was pretty funny. But yeah, man, I was like, dude, Oregon was just kind of like shell-shocked. Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And
that's been kind of their year, though. Of course, they're in a...
They lost their starting quarterback
in
the game.
He
got hurt.
Like, year after having a really great team, a lot of them leave.
And the quarterback they had was good. He got hurt, though, in the game. He did, like, try to do a little, like, kind of run in the game against TCU, and he got jacked up in the early in the third quarter, I think it was. And their backup that came in just couldn't get shit going the whole rest of the game. So they just, their offense just died. And TCU just picked it up. So anyway, so that's enough about college. Better luck next year to OU, OSU.
Yeah.
if Clemson wins, I'm not going to be upset. I'll be like, hey, okay. But I'm just, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just bitter because they beat OU. And again, like I said, I don't...
It sounds like that. It sounds
I'm not.
Like that's what it is.
I just heard about all this shit before the game, and I was like, come on, man. I really don't have a dog in the fight. I'll be happy for Venables. And at the end of the game, it seemed, you know, like if there was any animosity. I mean, it is a bunch of young guys out there, so maybe I'm overreacting. So I don't know. When it comes to kickoff, I may be like, nah, not Alabama. Not again. Get him, Clemson. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, maybe let the sting die down a little bit. We need that. We need that Homerville fucking thing. God, we need that soundbite. Which, but anyway, we'll get to. Yeah, maybe sometime you guys will hear that. It's top secret right now.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway,
yeah, eventually we'll be adding some sounds when we get.
When we get a little more
level.
Yeah, we're still leveling up. We're gathering experience. We're gathering power.
Yep.
So anyway, better luck next year to Oklahoma football. And yeah, let's talk about the pros now.
College football, we barely knew ye.
Yeah,
it's really a short season. It just comes and goes like that.
Yep,
like 3 months, and then you got to wait for
just 3 months of frustration, and then like next year.
But anyway, what I'm saying about like NFL, it's just like we've talked about this before. It's just like it seems like if you don't have a pretty decent quarterback, I mean, just write it off. Like the NFL tries to sell you, like, oh, you know, oh, we were talking about parity. You know, anybody can make it, right?
Yeah.
All 32 teams have a chance.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I don't think so. I mean, I know in reality, like, we can always look at, like, oh, there's the, like, the past years, there's the Jaguars. Like, we know they're not really making a Super Bowl run. Or, hell, even maybe a playoff run here. Sometimes people surprise you.
Sure.
But, yeah, it just seems like you can look at so many teams and just go, nope. No, you can write off whole divisions almost. Look at the AFC South.
Yeah, so somebody has to go.
You would think the Colts would be good, Andrew Luck, you know, and they've been down this year, but
they're
like
just falling apart.
Who's the Texans? Mm-hmm. I mean, one, they're in the playoffs now, which is just horrible enough.
Yeah,
but you know, you look at even the start of the season, you're like, are they doing anything? I mean, it was almost like let's draw straws and see who's playing quarterback this week. That type of team.
Yeah.
This week it's Hoyer. This week it's
Whedon.
Mallett. This is with me, Whedon. Yeah. And there's so many teams like that, like the Rams.
Yeah.
Foles, Case Keenum.
Hell, Dallas.
Let's just go down the list here.
Dallas, like, Romo, Castle, Whedon.
Well, you know, like, when they were healthy, Dallas. I mean, they made a run last year.
Yeah,
Dallas
that's true.
Actually pretty good.
It's true. It's true.
But, yeah, with injuries, you can be like, no.
I don't know why
I'm talking about, like, you look on paper. And people are all healthy. You look at a lot of these teams, you're like, no. Bills, no. Dolphins, no. Jets, no. I mean, I could just keep going. Chargers, no. Who else? Rams, no. Bears, no. Might they, one out of like all these teams I'm naming, maybe even two or three get hot and like get in the playoffs? Sure. Are they actually contending for
and it
a
was
title?
The Texans, and what are the Texans?
No.
Like, what's their record? The Texans are.
We were wondering this. I can't remember if they went 8-8 or if they.
Let me look.
Were they 7-9? They
Texans
won the division barely. It was actually kind of going to be a toss up there towards the last few weeks. It can't be.
So
great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 8 wins. So
8-8.
8-8.
Hey, there's been worse teams that have been 8-8 and have gotten the playoffs before, so I can't knock them. But do I? You know what I mean? Like, are they? Say they play Kansas City first round.
Yep.
Say they make it to the next round or even past that. Are they contending for a title? No.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, I would almost... I'm not a betting man, but I would almost bet money on that. I don't think they're going to have some kind of crazy Cinderella story. Like some teams have. It's almost like Eagles. Are they a good team? No.
Nope.
Washington, no. I mean, how many teams have I just said in the past like 4 or 5 minutes? You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're 8-8.
And that's kind of why I'm bummed about with the NFL. It's just like, I don't care at some of this stuff. Bucks, no. Saints, no.
Well, and the Saints do have a great quarterback, but...
But where they got past that?
Yeah.
They've been screwed with the... You know, that's a hell... You could do a podcast on that. Screwed with the... They're so behind on the cap. Like, that's why they lost a lot of their people.
Yeah.
Is they were screwed in the cap, and they paid a lot of them anyway before that, which made the situation worse. Guess what? Teams have been gutted the past few years. And that's why I can look at them and go, look at them. They could get hot and make some noise. They contending for a title? No. Lions, they contending for a title? No.
I think you can almost say the same thing about the Packers right now too. I mean,
yeah, they're playing like shit lately.
Yeah,
but at least they've got talent. Yeah. Like some of these teams, you're like, well, they've got talent in this one position or that, you know, quarterback or wide receiver. That's it. And that's why I'm like, are they actually running the table? And are they going to be the, you know, you've brought it up like, well, a team can do it with just defense, like 2,000 Ravens.
Those don't come around, you know. It's usually a good defense and a savvy quarterback.
Yeah, or three times. Let's say like maybe like the 85 Bears, there's the 2,000 Ravens, and
the Buccaneers.
I know it hurts me to say it. The 2002, 2003 Buccaneers.
Yeah.
God damn it! But I'm a Raiders fan, so I can't really like that too much. Other than that, like,
how about the Raiders? They ain't competing for anything right now.
No. But you know what? I'm like,
they're up and coming.
Yeah, they're up and coming.
They look good. They got a lot of young talent.
Was I looking at
talent.
That team going, we're winning the Super Bowl? No.
But were you like, we're building something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
49ers? No.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
I mean, I've probably listed off over half the league.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. So, well, unless you want to talk more about the NFL.
No, that's pretty much it. Like, we're going to have playoffs coming up.
So then, yeah, and we'll talk more about it. But right now, the playoffs are about to start. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
I think it's going to come down NFC. It could be Panthers-Cardinals.
Panthers-Cardinals,
and you never know, man. Seahawks,
who wins?
Seahawks can make a noise out of the NFC.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's going to be Seahawks-Panthers.
Seahawks-Panthers for NFC Championship?
Yep, and I say Seahawks win.
I would totally believe that. They're kind of like that Giants team right now, where it's like, you know, hey, they could be playing.
They snuck in and they're playing really fucking well.
Doesn't
right now.
Matter. Yeah, they could just run the table and shit.
They started off crappy and then turned like, you know, they were like, wait, we've been to two Super Bowls in the past, you know.
AFC's kind of a mess, really. I mean, you've got the Patriots, but they're banged up a lot. Kind of depends. Or they could all be healthy and just start killing people. I don't know. Bengals are like that team where I'm like, you know, you've never actually won anything. You could go 16-0. I could care less.
Yeah.
Until you win me a playoff game.
Sure.
Or hell, even just a playoff game, or just a game that's on like prime time. It doesn't even have to be in the playoffs. They can't do it. I just haven't seen it. So until they do, prove it to me. Who else? Denver.
Denver's going to be interesting, man. Is Peyton back?
Yeah, he is. They benched Osweiler.
I know. But is Peyton Manning going to knock all the rust off and make one last, you know, last hurrah?
Well, I mean, going off his playoff record in his career, no. I'd say no. He's going to get beat, and who gives a shit?
Okay.
That's harsh, but it's just
tell
like...
Tell me what you really think.
Well, it's just... That's not even me being a Raiders fan and hating the Broncos. It's just like, if I was being objective about it, he could be playing the Colts still, and I'd be like, no, probably not. Might make a run, get close, man. He probably gets
so
out.
If you had to predict, you're saying Cardinals, Panthers, who wins?
Out of between NFC or just the
no, whole those Super two, Bowl? If that the Super Bowl. If you still want to stick with Cardinals, Panthers,
I'd have to say Panthers, man.
Panthers, yeah,
that's insane.
They're looking pretty damn good.
That's a team I would have looked at too and been like, man, they got some injuries. No. Because they have so many people on their team, even though like they're, you know, they're got a lot of injuries, so many people on their team that you're like, you know, they're all right, but no. To keep using a word here, like that, but that's what's amazing is like they pull it off. A lot of it's been because what they've got, a badass quarterback.
Yep, and they've got a good, they got a pretty good defense.
They do.
So okay, so let's.
Who do you think comes out of the AFC? Like I said, that's the mess.
Seattle.
No, they're in NFC.
Or, Oh, well then, Panthers.
That's NFC 2.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I have everything confused in my head then.
Yeah, AFC, that's...
So Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Denver.
Broncos, Bengals, Patriots. Steelers made it. Steelers are playing the Bengals. That's, I think that's the first round matchup.
I don't know. I know who I want to say. I'd love to see the Chiefs come out. I don't know that they will, though.
No.
Yeah. All right, Raiders fan.
I know.
No, I mean, I think, though, I think as much as I like the Chiefs, and I think Andy Reid's a really good coach, and I like, I don't know. They have won 10 in a row. Playing that safe kind of football, although I think we were talking about this before. Alex Smith has kind of started to bomb it downfield a bit. So, I don't know. I mean, Steelers are playing really good, too. I'm just going to be a homer and say, I mean, I say a homer. I'm going to root for my team and say, fuck it. Chiefs are coming out of the AFC. They're going to, I don't know, they're gonna shock the world.
Well, I think you were talking before, too, like you might want to see a rematch of some teams.
Yeah, Arizona,
Steelers,
Pittsburgh,
Cardinals.
Yeah, have maybe the Cardinals get some revenge. That'd be kind of cool. You know, I just don't want to see. I don't want to see the Patriots in there again. You know?
I'm done. I just don't.
I'd like to see new team win it. So you know what? I want the Chiefs to win. I want the Cardinals to win. I want the Texans to win. I want somebody that hasn't won a Super Bowl in the last 10 years to win. That's what I want. I want somebody new.
Or ever. Yeah. I always like that type of thing too.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
You'd like to see the Browns get in there, but it's not. Yeah, that was another team I didn't mention. Browns.
Oh,
no.
God. No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you there for sure.
Yeah. Oh man.
Okay. So, you have anything else to say about the NFL?
Nah, that was pretty much it.
Let's put a bow on that.
College football's over. Football's wrapping up. We're gonna do stuff about playoffs and Super Bowl coming up anyway.
Okay.
The next month. So.
Well then, let's go ahead and talk a bit about this thislandpress.com.
The UFO story.
UFO story, an article written by a gentleman by the name of David A. Ferris, titled "Saucers Over Oklahoma." Thislandpress.com. It's a pretty long article, but it's pretty good. So give it a look. And let's go ahead and talk about it. So,
It's from, like I said, This Land Press. That's like some kind of publication out of Tulsa. Basically, this stuff happened. It's like 50 years ago this last year. So it's nothing like last year or anything. It's a fairly old story.
Yeah.
But what was crazy about it is basically there's a UFO sighting by some, was it a cop? I've already forgotten. Cop and sheriff. Guy at Winniewood. He sees one. That kind of just kicks it off. That's like 1 a.m. Saturday morning, and then it just goes on for like the next 3 days. People are like seeing UFOs. Like they wake up the next day and people are like, hey, tonight, you know, watch for the skies, UFO watch, everybody. And everybody just starts seeing shit. Like the next one that happens is that guy that was on, I think he was like
fishing or something.
He's like fishing on Lake Hefner, and he sees a UFO come out of the water, and he's like, oh my God. And that just kind of started. His life's changed forever. And it's something I want to say. Like most UFOs sightings are actually around water, or they come out of water.
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with that? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe M. Night Shyamalan had something in Signs. You know? They're scared of the water.
Yeah, they're scared of the water.
They're coming out of the water.
Yeah.
Maybe they're actually here to do tests on our water. Maybe they're changing our water to where it'll be more hospitable to when they come take over. Maybe we don't know it, but we're being terraformed.
Yeah. Never know. Bum, dude. But basically, yeah, it's like, it just kind of, what's crazy about it is like, all these people start seeing it all over the place. We kind of talked about it earlier when we were just reading this, like Air Force bases pick it up.
In multiple states, like
multiple states,
military bases from Fort Worth all the way into maybe almost Arkansas or something, or Missouri, or I don't know. I mean, it was up all the way up to Tulsa at least.
Yeah, and that's where that famous photograph came from.
Yeah,
some guy
took a picture. Like, some farmer with like a, what'd you say, like a Boy Scout camera or something.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it's 1965, so like most pictures back then are black and white.
Sure.
And he goes to like develop the film and people pick it up. They want to like research the negatives and stuff like that. And a lot of people said it's real, you know, and then you have some people that are like, no, it's not. It can't be, you know, this is like a color pinwheel that somebody threw up in the air and he took a picture of it and somehow made it look like it's a craft, you know, but
sure.
I kind of found what's funny with, you know, people like, you know, they still want to always look at the negatives on any picture like that.
Yeah.
In the end, it ended up being sent to Unsolved Mysteries.
Really?
And they never got it back. It's an unsolved mystery what happened to the negative of the UFO.
What?
Yeah, that's in that article, yeah.
Huh.
And they're like, okay, like, well, thanks, Robert Stack.
Hmm. Well, I think really one of the main things here is, you know, without getting too in-depth in the article, I mean, I don't want to just sit here and read the article back verbatim. You know, you should go check it out. Like I said, thislandpress.com. But it brings up an interesting question. One, you don't hear about any more... Like, I mean, I think a couple of years ago there was something in the Mexico into maybe Arizona area where there was like
sightings.
You know, like this kind of mass sighting that goes over the course of a couple of days or something. And I don't know if it's, you know, due part in fact to, you know, the proliferation of, you know, instant media and, you know, everything, you know, Twitter and smartphones and
you
Facebook.
You think you'd see more of it.
If it was real.
Or even like the isolated circumstances where like somebody just, oh, quick picture. I mean,
yeah, so
everyone's got a camera.
So either it's not happening or the aliens are like, they know what's up.
They're locking us down.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? We're going to go about, you know, changing the water supply differently.
The government, man. The men in the suits are
going to... Yeah, I mean, maybe the men in black are getting out back out there. You know, I don't know. But I think it begs the question in general. Like, I mean, I just don't see the fucking point in coming over here and, like, watching. Like, who gives a fuck what we're doing here? Like, if you were a space-faring civilization, would we not... We literally are the backwater part of the galaxy. We're on the edge of one of the long spiral arms of the Milky Way. We are literally BFE Milky Way.
If we're that primitive, why would you...
Yeah, why would you care what we're doing here? And again, that's not to say that I don't know. I'm really skeptical about if we've ever been visited. Like, I do believe that aliens exist, though. I do believe we are not alone in this galaxy. The universe and galaxy... I mean, hell, the galaxy alone is too fucking huge. Forget about the universe at large. There's just no way we're the only... I mean, what's the point?
There's
of the
at least
of
some
it?
Pond scum somewhere on another planet.
Yeah,
whether it's
that's gonna
intelligent life or
yeah.
not. Yeah, but I mean, come on.
I mean, they're finding, you know, signs of, you know, form or water on Mars. You know,
Enceladus. If you know anything about that.
In what?
Enceladus. That's a moon around Saturn.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's got a warm liquid ocean and geysers, and they shoot out. It's got salt water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Did not know
that.
Yeah,
shit. Welcome to the 21st century.
Well, then
man.
I change everything. It's like fucking Incidilians or whatever that are.
Yeah, they're probably
here.
Just like tapeworms.
Yeah, probably, yeah. So, I mean, I like, while I do believe in the existence of extraterrestrial life, I don't know that there's any... I just look at us. I mean, I'm a human. I'm living here. I'm invested here. And I look around at our world and I'm just kind of like, fuck, man, I can barely stand to fucking like listen to all the bullshit. Why would somebody from another planet, let alone over an extended period of time, really give a fuck what we're doing without taking a direct like role in, we're going to change you for the better, or we're going to introduce ourselves to you to try to promote positive change, or we're going to enslave you.
Look, I've told you before, we wouldn't handle it well. I don't care how nice they were and they showed up and...
They would have to unify this planet.
They couldn't unify
us by being nice.
No.
They would have to unify us by being evil.
Yeah, like I said, Independence Day.
It's
got to
be Independence Day.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you. So, again, I don't know, man. I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool fiction, and I think it's really cool for, like, you know, sci-fi, for, you know, I just think it's cool for movies and novels and shows. I just, when I really sit down and think about it, I'm just like, man, I just, what's the fucking point? Why would you waste time here? You have the ability, you have existed, or not, you've achieved so far enough to be able to go, we can go to other solar systems. We can explore the galaxy. Let's spend... How... They've been having UFO sightings since when, you know? Let's spend thousands of years watching these strange Earthlings just not get along with each other for... So, I mean, it's just kind of... I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe every civilization begins that way. Maybe we are being watched because maybe we're being allowed to take our natural course. You know, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of ways to look at it. And I just, like I said earlier when we were chatting about this, I just can't see how Earth would be anything but a, we're like a signpost on directions to better places. Like, hey, I want to go to the...
Or like, you know, like you said,
I want to,
like,
go to like the
you've gone too far.
Yeah, I want to go to the Mumbus sector. How do I get there? All right, well, I'll tell you what. You need to go towards the outer spiral arm, but you don't want to go too far. If you hit this place called the Earth or the Sol system, you've gone too far. You're going to need to go back and dogleg, actually, over to the right, and that's how you get to the Mumbus system, and that's where the party's at. But if you get to Earth, man, it's just a drag, dude. It's just going to bore you. It's going to piss you off. It's going to drag you down. You don't want to stop there on the way to a party. You just avoid that place. And if you end up there, I guess you might as well just probe a couple people just to, you know, at least, you know, maybe have a halfway decent time.
Which I know I already mentioned this, but colonoscopies. That's when all the alien probe.
Yeah, when colonoscopies became a somewhat prominent thing.
And just getting done in medical procedures.
And we just decided to ascribe it to aliens.
Alien.
Yeah, aliens do
aliens
it
are
too.
Doing anal probes.
That's where the doctors got it from.
And another thing, like, it was most abduction stories don't, you know, feature, like, you know, what's called the Greys. Everyone thinks about, like, the little green aliens. That's the Greys, whatever you want to, however you want to call them.
Little green
the
men.
The big head aliens and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's not what most alien, people that say they've been abducted and they see the aliens, that's not what they usually say they look like.
Yeah.
They usually say they're, like, humanoid or taller humanoids. There, you know, there's differences and things, but, like... They're not like the lizard people, you know, anything like that, you know.
Sure. Well,
which that's something we'll have to talk about later. Another podcast, Fire in the Sky. You said you hadn't seen it earlier.
Yeah, I know, and I'm kind of
Fire in the Sky, dude.
Yeah, what? I know. As much as I'm a big sci-fi fan, and I'm a big fan of alien UFO
T-1000
stuff. Yeah, T-1000. James Garner.
Norman
yeah.
Native.
Yeah,
or was a Norman Native,
yeah. And apparently a Raiders fan, right?
That's right.
So yeah, I need to see it. And again, I think it's all really cool. I think it's incredible fodder for stories. And that's why I just eat it up, man. I eat up stuff like The X-Files and lots of sci-fi movies. You know, like, I think a really underrated movie is, like, you know, The Arrival. You want to talk about the same time.
Oh, yeah,
frame.
I love The Arrival.
It's
yeah.
a great movie, man.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen,
man.
The whole movie for basically alone.
Yeah.
Cuz he's like, it's kind of like, he's paranoid as fuck, but he's right.
Yeah, he's onto something.
Yeah, nobody believes him.
I never saw the sequel.
It's not worth it.
Is it not? Okay.
No, it's not. I've seen probably like half of it. It's not good.
Not worth it. Okay.
The guy that, talking about other alien movies, Starship Troopers, he gets his head, he gets his brain sucked out by like the big alien.
Oh, yeah.
He's in that.
Muldoon, sequel. I think. Patrick
yeah,
Muldoon.
Yeah, he's in The Arrival, too. Not a great movie.
No.
It's like a straight to...
Which I'm not a big fan of. I understand why people like Starship Troopers. I never really cared for the movie. I thought the book was great.
Oh, yeah.
I wish the book was...
Yeah, it's amazing.
Man, the book is great. And I understand what they did with the movie. They made the movie like a satire. The book is not a satire.
Well, that and I read they had a budget where it was like, we can do the... alien bugs, or we can do the cool spacesuits that these people
and
use.
And they went
and
with the bugs,
around.
Yeah. Pick the
one.
Book is all about the biggest character, the really, is the suit. The suits are so
yeah.
neat in that.
Yeah.
And, I don't hate Starship Troopers. I'm just kind of like, I saw it
kinda
once.
Kind of reminds me of, what is it, Edge of Tomorrow? You ever seen that
one? No, and I need to, I've got it. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
I hear everybody I talk to says it's really good. Hell, you know, a friend of ours, which, you know, I don't mind saying, when we do the X-Files episode, we're going to have a bit of an X-Files, what I consider an X-Files expert on, and we're going to talk with
guns.
Him about it, but he always, yeah, we're calling in the big guns, and he went and saw Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, dude, he called me, and he was like, man, I think that's the best movie I've seen all year. He's like, I mean, he loved it, and I've heard my mom is a huge sci-fi fan,
it was
she saw it, and she was like, wow, I was impressed, like, with how good it was. I was kind of like, man, Tom Cruise. But I got to give hats off to Tom Cruise. Say what you want about Tom Cruise. And speaking of sci-fi and aliens, I mean, you know, Xenu himself and the, you know, the Scientologists are, you know, trying to spread the word about him. But, Tom, you know, maybe get a little bit off topic here. I challenge anybody, man. Tom Cruise's track record is solid, dude. You can see the dude's kind of weird. He's kind of out there. But, man, that dude makes good fucking movies.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I don't care. Tom Cruise,
I've heard a lot about that. Like, people that do movie podcasts or just culture, like Bill Simmons and stuff like that. He brings up Tom Cruise. Because look at, I mean, how many other actors are, like, still going strong after so many years?
Yeah, he's, the dude's 50-something. He does not look 50.
And just do solid movies, depending, and they're all over the place as far as, like, what they're about.
Yeah.
What genre.
Yep. I mean, you just go through his movies, you go, you run the gamut. Top Gun. I mean, to, you know, or Color of Money to Top Gun to Born on the 4th of July to Rain Man to Last Samurai to Minority Report
Days
to
of Mission Thunder. Impossible. You ever seen that?
Yeah, Days NASCAR. Of Thunder. I mean, Collateral.
Oblivion. That's kind of a newer one.
Oblivion. I like
sci-fi.
And then you go, you know,
Mission,
I mean,
Impossibles.
Yeah, which, I mean, I got some problems with, you know.
He's all over the place, you know.
Everything, I like everything from Mission Impossible 3 on. I haven't seen the newest one yet. I have a huge problem with number 2 is just wretched. Mission Impossible 2 is just fucking terrible. Mission Impossible 1, I wanted to like, but they kill the whole team in the fucking first 5 minutes. And I'm like, well, now it's not a Mission Impossible movie anymore. But whatever.
Yeah.
But overall, though, man, if I hear Tom Cruise is making a movie.
He might have Scientology kids scrubbing his toilet. But he makes damn good movies.
Exactly. It's kind of like what South Park said about, you know, Mel Gibson. They're like, you know, the dude's crazy, but he sure knows something about how to, you know, craft a fucking narrative or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, or whatever it was, like when they had the whole imagination land or whatever.
yeah.
But anyway, I think Tom Cruise, man, like, as a little aside, what a... If that dude makes a movie, I'm curious about it. I want to... Tropic Thunder. Fuck, dude. He was so funny. He was funny as fuck in that movie, dude.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, back on topic, though. Sci-fi in general. Huge fan. I think the whole...
Independence Day? You mentioned that. That's one of my favorite movies, man.
I like it. It's cheesy, but it's just good. It's good cheese,
man. It's one of those,
man.
Like...
It's good cheese.
It's like one of those movies where
it's
like,
easy,
hey,
cheese.
We could get any cast of characters. We put them in a place, in a situation, and, you know, we scroll at the bottom, Washington, D.C., New York, and just have them go. It could literally be about anything, much less alien invasion movie, and that's just how the movie's made. And it's kind of generic, but god damn if I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Name another alien invasion movie that is like that.
Oh, well, you know,
War
hey,
of the Worlds.
Let's go back to War of the Worlds, a bad Tom Cruise movie.
Tom Cruise. I like it.
Oh,
because I'm a big fan of War of the Worlds, man.
The original. I'd rather watch the original War of the Worlds.
Which one?
The 50s? Yeah, the 50s.
We actually have that's our soundbite in the intro.
Yeah, those War of the Worlds.
War of the
Worlds, yeah. I am not a fan of the Tom Cruise one.
You know what I didn't like in that movie was his son in that movie.
Yeah,
bitching the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's one of them.
I know he's an angsty teenager, but god.
Yeah, and well, his daughter too. It's his daughter,
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, his daughter. Yeah, I think you said son.
Well, he's got a son too. Remember, it's his older son and his.
Oh no, you're
right.
You're right.
Fanning.
Yeah,
his older son's like that. I think he went off and made a Dragon Ball movie or some shit. I never saw that. But
the best part of that movie to me was Randy Quaid, the crazy guy in the. Like the basement, like the mailman or something. I don't know what
was. No, that wasn't Randy Quaid. That was Tim Robbins?
Yeah, it was Tim Robbins.
Yeah, it's Tim Robbins, yeah.
Why am I thinking... Oh, I'm thinking Randy Quaid from...
Independence Day. He was the crazy bastard in that one.
He was the crazy bastard in that one, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Was it Tim Robbins?
Yes, it was Tim Robbins. Watch that movie again, and it's like they introduce him in that movie, basically. It's like they're in the basement, they've got a lantern, he just like slowly... puts his face up to the lantern. He's like, Tim Robbins is here, baby.
it's about to get creepy.
Yeah, it's about to get creepy.
Yeah, you're right. Tim Robbins.
But I just like War of the Worlds. Whatever. Dude, I've seen some horrible versions of War of the Worlds. Some straight to DVD, made for TV movies. There's so many versions of it.
Well, I think one of them was the Tom Cruise one. I just cannot stand that fucking
movie. I
don't mind it. But anyway, so I just, again, I think the main point was that the whole notion of aliens, alien invasions, aliens being here is a cool subject
for media. It's just Oklahoma, man. Why were they like hanging out
Zoom yeah, of all places.
Around here.
You come to the backwater of the backwater. I don't know. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to think. Especially then, I mean, but even still now, we are in the middle of nowhere, comparatively speaking, to the big coasts. There's a lot of technology that's always kind of been... I mean, they developed the stealth bomber out here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Tinker Air Force Base still has, you know, I'm guessing, the B-2 building where they build, you know, the B-2 bomber.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Loose lips, sink ships, yeah. Man.
but no, where they, you know, we're kind of, this is, you know, we've said it before, it's flyover country, man.
Yeah.
You know, the whole fucking landscape, you know, supposedly not too far north of us is just littered with, you know, missile silos and shit like that. So, I don't know. That's another question for another podcast, I think, maybe.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
Yeah,
we'll be touching on this type of stuff again, and like we just mentioned, there's a whole proliferation of movies and
yeah, which we're going to start kind of, I think, getting into some more popular culture, where we just kind of are going to pick a topic and maybe kind of focus on it for the majority of the podcast, which we kind of do in general.
Yeah, and you know, like you know, I've talked about this too. Like football's kind of winding down,
yeah.
So we're losing that. We're going to have a lot more basketball in the months ahead.
Sure,
as far as sports go. You know, type of thing. You know, there's soccer's just around the corner for Oklahoma City. And Tulsa, they've got one too. Tulsa Roughnecks, OKC Energy. There's a new La Liga team in UConn.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about... I'm not the biggest...
That's what we're going to learn, man.
So yeah, you'll have to enlighten me a bit on all that
stuff.
You
played soccer, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we're going to, you know, try to wrap things up there. UFPpodcast@gmail.com, at UFPpodcast on Twitter,
yeah.
And Unidentified Flying Podcast on Facebook.
Send us a message. Add us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like us on all that crap.
Yeah. Add, like, subscribe, blah, 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 whatever.
Search us.
Find us.
Do the Google.
Spread the word. Yeah, so I think until next time, I think it's about time to warm up the hyperdrive.
Yeah.
And hit the cosmic strass. So for the Unidentified Flying Podcast, this has been Drew, and
this is Brad.
Y'all take it easy and have a good one.